visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and aired in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
That there will be a vote on the speakership in the House of Representatives as early as 9 a.m. our time, Pacific time. And I don't know that Jim Jordan has the math in his favor. He is about 5 votes short, at least, maybe more. But we're getting to the point where this is becoming a national security issue, not a political issue. Kevin McCarthy, the former speaker, looks ahead to today's speaker vote. He was on Fox yesterday. This is cut number 5. Go.
I feel very good about where Jim Jordan is at. He has been an integral part of our team when we took the majority, helping us get the majority. The real challenge here is, and I know a lot of people out there are afraid that, will Republicans break off and go work with Democrats? The only reason anybody's even talking about that is because 8 Republican members worked with every single Democrat to remove me from Speaker and put us into this tailspin. And all based upon keeping government open. Brian, think for one moment as we talk about what's happening around the world. Could you imagine those American troops on those aircraft carriers or in those planes that are sitting over there, that they would have missed their first paycheck this week, that they're trying to defend the freedom and wondering if their loved ones can pay the rent or they're going to pay their car payment? I mean, this is what's so absurd about all this, that a few 8 people worked with every single Democrat to make a political decision here to disrupt America. That's where we have to be a little calmer, show the leadership, and come together and put America back on the right foot.
Well, I personally didn't think you were going to be ousted, and they did that. So if they're not able to get to 217 with Jim Jordan, Democrats are beginning to seriously entertain the notion of enabling Speaker pro tempore Patrick McHenry to take over for a short period of time. Would you back that?
I appointed Patrick McHenry because after 9/11, it was a new procedure. You want the continuity of government to work. He should already have that authority. Congress should be able to be moving forward because a speaker doesn't change the outcome of a vote, doesn't the bills come through committees. And while we're electing a new speaker, Patrick McHenry should be able to have the continuity of government working right now. It was the Democrats who fought to keep Patrick McHenry from having the authority in the first place.
So would you, if Jim Jordan fails, do you think the caucus would rally behind extending the temporary guy?
Look, I don't want to look into hypotheticals. My focus is to get Jim Jordan elected speaker, get this Congress back moving again. Right. It's one thing to get elected. It's another thing to govern. Look, I realize how difficult it is. It took me 15 rounds. We were very successful in those times of being speaker. First time a Republican majority has passed a border security bill all the way back to Ronald Reagan.
Right.
We passed a bill to make us energy independent, Parents' Bill of Rights. We cut more than $2 trillion when the Republicans were in the majority, they actually added $1 trillion of spending. So, I mean, we've had a lot of successes. We've got to find a way to get back instead of allowing 8 people for personal purposes to join Democrats to disrupt America.
They look worse every day, in my opinion, every day. Number 2 is I give you credit because a lot of people would have went back to their town in California and said, hey, everything I did, I'm done. You guys figure it out. But you're still working it out. Congressman and Mr. Speaker, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And remember, I will never give up. I care too much about this country.
Kevin McCarthy yesterday on Fox News Channel. Last night on Fox, Britt Hume made an appearance, and he's the former managing editor for Fox News, and I really respect him. He sized up the race for speaker, and he sounded somewhat, shall we say, skeptical. This is cut number 4. Britt Hume yesterday, actually last night, on Fox News Channel.
Well, I suppose that Jordan's best asset is the world situation and the fact that this embarrassing absence of a speaker has gone on now for quite some time. and some people who opposed him. After all, he had what 99 votes against him when he was nominated. What 113-99, something like that, suggests that there are a lot of people who don't want him to particularly want him to be the speaker. So, but if people throw up their hands and say, "Look, we got to have somebody," and they vote for him, I guess that gives him a chance. He's not somebody who you would ordinarily think would be a natural to be speaker. He's an insurgent, always has been. He expresses that in part by the fact you see him walking around always in shirt sleeves, never with a jacket, or almost never. And, you see the kind of a questioner he is in the hearings that he heads as the head of the Judiciary Committee and other investigative assignments he's had. And he's very aggressive. He's smart, very tough with people. But he's not somebody, the word that comes to mind when you think about Jim Jordan is not uniter. That's just not what he's ever particularly been. He has a following, yeah, to be sure, and he's popular, on the new right. But I think he's got some work to do if he thinks he's going to get this job.
Could we have a jacketless speaker, perhaps? But listen, you're right to say that he is obviously somebody who stirs up the base, and he also makes angry the left, and for Republicans, that's a great thing. But when you're trying to get moderate Republicans to sign on, it may be a little bit tougher. If he falls short, there's all these thought process that maybe Democrats somehow would save him. It doesn't seem like any Democrats are going to vote for a Republican, let alone Jim Jordan.
I can't imagine them voting for Jim Jordan. Now, there might, and look, some Republican might be able to peel off enough Democratic votes to get elected Speaker, but the effect of that would be pretty dramatic, Brett, because we're a deeply divided caucus, deeply divided Congress, deeply divided House, and the last thing most Republicans in the House want to do is to make concessions to Democrats just to get the place open. So this is really a regular mess. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like it in what my 50, almost 60 years covering this stuff.
It's getting uglier and uglier. The first vote could come as early as 9 o'clock our time on the floor of the House of Representatives. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Coming up, is there a direct link to Iran? And why is the administration continuing to sound the alarm that, no, it's not Iran. There's no direct link. When everybody and their brother on this planet swears up and down that it is Iran that is behind Hamas. It's just mind-boggling. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Raiders say the injury quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo suffered on Sunday isn't as serious as they feared. That doesn't mean he'll be ready in Chicago on Sunday, where the Silver and Black are three-point favorites. Coach Josh McDaniels is awaiting evaluation from the medical team before making a decision. UNLV football is on the verge of becoming bowl eligible for the first time in 10 years. The Rebels are 5-1 on the season and an 8-point favorite over Colorado State Saturday afternoon at Allegiant Stadium. The Las Vegas Aces are 3.5-point underdogs in Game 4 of the finals. They are one win away from becoming the first WNBA team to win consecutive titles in 21 years. The Golden Knights are back on the ice tonight to host the Dallas Stars, 7:30 face-off at the Fortress.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right. Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. you may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Vegas Golden Knights fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back. Shop at Terrible's throughout the season. Spend $10 or more with your Terrible's app. Plus, earn 10 extra entries with any Bud Light purchase. For your chance to win a $1,500 Golden Knights shopping spree, tickets to a home game, and hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino. Every day is game day. Exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Minor incident in Summerlin right now on the Town Center Drive on-ramp to get onto eastbound Summerlin Parkway, but otherwise moving along safely and slowly on the freeways and all the usual spots, especially the resort corridor, both sides between Charleston and Tropicana. Still working on a pretty serious accident there near UNLV. That's on East Flamingo at University Center. Another warm, sunny day in the valley. Light winds and afternoon highs that are go to about 91. 64, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist, too. And now True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, and it's absolutely free. How about that? True Dentistry, with two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. The big question is, why is the president going to Israel? What can he add to the discussion? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. The Biden administration still refusing to link the attacks by Hamas to Iran. I find that hard to believe. The big question is, and in fact, Michael McCall, I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but he was on Fox yesterday. Is there a direct link to Iran? This was the answer. Here we go.
Is Iran behind the Gaza war?
I don't want to get into classified information, but to be very blunt with you, there is no clear evidence of that.
At this point, no evidence that Iran is behind any of this.
Correct.
One of the chief operatives behind all these proxies happens to be the IRGC. If you want to solve and cure the cancer, you have to take the eye of the octopus out and not just fight the tentacles. So the solution ultimately is Tehran and regime change.
Is Iran behind this?
With that question and more, we welcome in the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul. Mr. Chairman, thanks for the time. That question posed by Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes and the answer received by the president really raised some eyebrows, I'm told, in the foreign policy and intelligence community. What was your thoughts when you heard it, and what can you tell us about it?
I don't understand this attempt to downplay Iran's role and sweep it under the rug. Iran is behind all of this. Their fingerprints are all over this. Iran provides $150 million per year to Hamas and weapons systems that they use to kill innocent civilians in Israel. Of course they're behind this. All their proxies, Hamas is a proxy of Iran, Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran, and the Iran-backed Shia militias in Iraq and elsewhere are all backed by Iran. So the idea that they're somehow not behind this really defies common sense. What I don't want to see is more funding. Today, I'm introducing my bill to freeze those $6 billion of assets through sanctions so that we don't fund more of this terror that Iran is funding across the Middle East.
Yeah, let alone the billions of dollars from oil sales that Iran has because of loosened sanctions. But, you know, we have the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, all with reporting that Iran was intricately involved in the planning. Reuters has this story out. Hamas-Iran leaders agree to continue cooperation after attack on Israel. During their meeting in Qatar's capital, Doha, Iran foreign minister praised the rampage as a historic victory that had dealt a setback to Israel's occupation of Palestinian territory. Not to dwell on this, but you think the administration is somehow soft-pedaling this to avoid talking about its own Iran policy?
You know, I don't know what else to think about it other than they desperately want this nuclear weapons agreement with Iran. But the fact is, they are behind this. And in fact, the president of Iran said that if Israel invades Gaza, that Iran will have to take action. Now, what does that mean? We don't know exactly. We think the proxies will light up, including Hezbollah. And, Brett, this is a nightmare scenario that we've always been briefed on in the national security space, is if you will, a southern front with Hamas and then a northern front with Hezbollah. Remember, Hezbollah is really the A-team here. They're not they're much better than Hamas. They have 100,000 rockets and precision-guided weapons that could overload the entire Iron Dome in Israel. That is the fear factor. So far, we've been able to keep them out of this fight. But if they get into it, it is going to light up the Middle East in many ways. And to your point about American soldiers, it will call into question what is going to be the role of the United States to defend Israel and to stop this.
That's Michael McCaul, the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives. He contends there is a direct link to Iran. The Biden administration continues to say, no way. I'll be honest with you. Can so many people be wrong? Can the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and all of these different publications, can they all be wrong? Is it possible? Coming up, how the media is covering up for Joe Biden, the president of the United States, as he prepares to head off to Israel. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local. Everything you need to know to get your day started. So glad that you've made the right choice and are joining us. I mentioned Howie Kurtz was on Fox last night, and I don't know if you caught this. Did you see the CBS 60 Minutes interview of the president? Howie Kurtz says, talked of a CBS disclaimer prior to the Biden interview on 60 Minutes. Here is what Howie Kurtz had to say.
This is part of the intro from correspondent Scott Pelley about that interview.
Rarely does a president confront so much peril. The catastrophe in Israel, the war in Ukraine, and no help from a paralyzed Congress. Late Thursday, we met President Biden at the White House. It had been a rough week, and we could see it on him. Mr. Biden will be 81 next month, and he has said that when he's tired, his lifelong stutter can creep back in.
Okay, with that, we want to bring in Media Buzz host Howie Kurtz. Howie, good to have you with us. Obviously, an interesting interview during a very significant moment in the Biden presidency as he juggles our involvement, our lead involvement in a war in Europe and now a war in the Middle East as well. I was just curious when I watched that intro about it, just journalistically and as a reporter, what did you think of Pelley's sort of disclaimer in that intro?
Well, I think the mere fact that President Biden, who, as you know, does very few interviews, spoke to 60 Minutes shows that he understands that he's got to be seen leading, that he's got to get on television in this time of crisis. And it was also a smart move for the president to cancel his trip to Colorado, where he was going to give another boring speech on clean energy. Nobody needs to hear that. It would have gotten very little coverage anyway, because the Mideast war, rightfully so, is blowing out just about everything else on television. And much better for Biden to spend his time today meeting with his national security team. That's what history will judge him on, Israel, not another forgettable daytime speech.
But what did you think about Scott Pelley saying that when he gets tired, his stutter comes back?
Well, president obviously going to be 81, and I think maybe it was a way of trying to explain away that Biden was not. Whenever he is tired, you do see that he makes more mistakes, that he stumbles, that he sometimes mixes things up. That's can't be separated, I believe, from the president's age, which obviously is of concern to a great many, even Democrats, who worry about that. But, you know, this is the test for Biden. And by the way, he faces a challenge now 100 times more difficult diplomatically and in terms of messaging than when he first gave that very emotional speech saying, we support Israel against the bloodthirsty terrorists of Hamas. Because now, in that 60 Minutes interview, as you know, Martha, the president's saying it would be a mistake, a big mistake, for Israel to occupy Gaza. The invasion is obviously coming. So he's got to now balance the humanitarian crisis that is taking place in Gaza Strip with strong U.S. support for the Israeli cause. Of course, Israeli was attacked in most brutal and almost unspeakable fashion.
Howie Kurtz, last night on Fox News Channel on the story with Martha McCallum. The president's getting ready to head to Israel. And the question that we put earlier in the hour to Cheryl Chumley from The Washington Times opinion page, And one of the things that I contend is that this is a photo op and nothing more. What is it that this president has to offer? What is there that this president can add anything to? And is it just a photo op or is it more than that? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We're on till 9 o'clock. Hope you'll stay with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the latest on Israel's war in Gaza and the efforts to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe from unfolding. We'll discuss that.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to lonestartransfer.com. On this Tuesday, President Biden appeared on 60 Minutes to discuss the Hamas-Israel war. And in the setup to the interview, CBS correspondent Scott Pelley told the audience the president was tired and therefore had some trouble speaking because the interview was taped, and that turned out to be true. That was a courtesy from Mr. Pelley, one that I might have offered myself. The nation knows President Biden is feeling the effects of age, and to report that is not out of line. The rest of the interview was predictable with soft questions like, is freeing the hostages your highest priority? Come on, Scott. What do you expect him to say? Mr. Biden's policy of supporting Israel is correct, but in my opinion, he and his administration have no insight into the vicious dilemma which